Alright everyone, buckle up because today we're diving into something super important, something that often gets misunderstood and even labeled as selfish. We're talking about self-care, not bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome, but the deeper meaning of prioritizing your own needs. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving until there's nothing left to give? You know that feeling when you run on empty and everything feels a bit blah? That's where self-care comes in. It's not about being selfish, it's about recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup. Imagine trying to fill a glass with water that's already overflowing, it just doesn't work. So why is this so crucial? Because when we neglect our own needs, it impacts every aspect of our lives. Think relationships, work performance, even physical and mental health. It's like neglecting your car, eventually things are going to break down. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for truly fulfilling life. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Avery, I don't have time for self-care. But hear me out, self-care doesn't have to be a huge production. It can be as simple as taking 10 minutes each morning to meditate or enjoying a walk in nature. Think about it like this. Investing a little bit of time and energy into yourself is like planting a seed. That seed grows into something beautiful, something that nourishes your entire being. Okay, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to prioritizing self-care. 1. Identify your needs. This is the most crucial step. Take some time to reflect on what truly recharges you. Maybe it's reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a quiet moment to yourself. What brings you joy and peace? Write those things down, because they are your roadmap to self-care. 2. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care appointments like any other important meeting in your calendar. Block off time each day or week for activities that nourish your soul. Don't let life get in the way of your own well-being. Remember, you deserve it. 3. Learn to say no. This is a big one. It's okay to decline invitations or requests if they drain your energy or compromise your self-care time. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you responsible for your own well-being. Think of it as protecting your valuable energy, like a superhero guarding their secret identity. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take moments throughout the day to be present. Pay attention to your breath, your senses, and your surroundings. This can help you reduce stress and reconnect with yourself. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, cut yourself some slack. Self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more balanced and energized, and there will be days when you need extra TLC. Embrace both, be compassionate with yourself, and remember that progress over perfection is always the goal. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's always on the go, constantly putting everyone else's needs first. Sound familiar? One day, she realizes she's burnt out, she feels drained, irritable, and just plain overwhelmed. That's when Sarah decides to prioritize self-care. She starts taking 30-minute walks each morning before the day kicks off. She carves out time for a relaxing bath at night. And guess what? Sarah finds herself feeling more energized, patient, and present not only for her children but also for herself. See, it's not about being selfish. It's about recognizing that taking care of yourself is essential for everyone around you too. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for a truly fulfilling life. It's about honoring your needs and making time for what brings you joy and peace. So go ahead, give yourself permission to prioritize your mind, body, and soul will thank you. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it too. Keep shining bright, everyone. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.